the answer is just no. It's about reallocating the public money we've got better to get better outcomes. And it's by far and away about NHS delivered services free at the point of use. Now, I'll tell you what will give us second-class health services. That's if we don't accept the demographic pressures upon the NHS and we don't seek to make any changes at all to our system. If we keep a general hospital system we've got at the moment, without specialising, without reinvesting money at the preventative level, in more community services, in keeping people away from the acute front door, yes, we will end up with second-class services, which is why you've got clinicians going, putting themselves in the firing line as they are today to fight for positive change in respect of producing better results. It's why you've got politicians taking flak. Would be much easier for me to say save our hospitals. And my final point continues to object to these plans, how he would better reinvest the resources in order to save the lives of local residents. All I hear is no change, no change, no change.
That's not true.
And have you responded to that direct appeal
to you?
I love the idea that we're going to deal with the demographic pressures by taking 500 acute beds out.
Yes.
And I tell you why I use the word closing in relation to Charing Cross, because what you're closing is one of the best major emergency hospitals in the country, and what you're putting in its place is a local hospital. That again, it's not my words, Mark's words, which will have a range of, no doubt, very good primary care treatment, and now we learn some elective surgery served as well. That's thanks to Imperial. Not thanks to Demary or to Marcus, who bowed out earlier,
yes,
and said they were happy when it was simply going to be there was simply going to be 3% on the site and an urgent care centre on the site of Charing Cross. Now, but they're still selling 50% of the site, and now they're selling 50% of the Mary's site as well. And I don't think Marcus and his colleagues aim to build 50,000 new luxury flats over
there.
Some of them, no doubt, on part of the Charing Cross site. Where are those people going to go when they have health care?
They say that's rubbish.
I'm sorry. Again, I'm quoting from your planning documents. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So you know, I think I know.
Luxury flats.
The answer is capacity. The points that we've made already. No, if you can't see it, you.